Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Bibbles, 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 bibbles. Get on my elevator, baby, we're going up.
Okay, time for our version, or I guess it's a retro replay of the new Carpool Karaoke. This one features Demi Lovato and Nick Jonas. This whole phenomenon is fantastic. James Corden hosts the Late Show. That's what it's called, right?
The CBS. Late Show.
Late Show.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's get started. We'll listen to the songs that the two of them are singing. But first, there is a sort of conversation between James and Demi, sort of teasing Nick about all the celebrity starlets that he's dated, like Selena Gomez and Miley Cyrus and the Miss
Universe.
And Demi
and Nick have not dated, right?
That's right. They make it very clear that they have never dated. They're just friends.
Now, you two are very close friends, right?
We're actually celebrating our 10th year of friendship this year.
Alone in the night, kissing locks on the door.
DNCE, who are having phenomenal success with their Cake by the Ocean song.
Mm-hmm. It's about sex.
How is it about sex?
Joe was writing a song with people from Sweden, and they're like, what's that thing, you know, like Cake by the Ocean? He's like, you mean sex on the beach? That's how it was born.
Mm-hmm. See, I'd much rather have a cake by the ocean than sex on the beach.
Oh, no.
So thanks to you, Victoria and Kara. I don't know that you and I, Jen Jen, ever talk much about Nick Jonas or Demi Lovato. It's Demi, not Demi.
Demi Lovato.
Demi.
It's Demi. Yeah, she's Demi.
Demi's Demi Moore. Anyway, so you've opened up a whole new musical door for me, and I kind of like these. I mean, a lot of different music.
Great music. Really, yeah. Really good stuff.
All right, so we were talking about his brother yesterday, who's in that other group.
Yep.
Right? So
this is their big hit, Cake by the Ocean.
Yeah.
I turn my chin music up and I'm puffing my chest. I'm getting ready to face it. Can call me obsessed. It's not your fault that we have it. In no disrespect. It's my right to be hellish. I still get jealous.
He's not. James Corden doesn't have a bad voice.
Well, no, he has a Tony Award, so yeah.
People singing?
Forget he was in.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, really. He was in Out of the Woods or Into the Woods. Remember, he was the baker.
From the
right.
Woods.
Well, before Into the Woods, the movie,
the Woods.
He starred on Broadway in London first in a great musical called One Man.
One Man, Two Governors.
Yeah. And then he plays both parts. It's like a one man show, and he won the Tony Award. And people were like, "Who is this funny, jolly English guy?" And then he got the Late Late Show.
Well, yeah, there was another movie too that he was in, and it was about a guy who was, I think, on Britain's Got Talent, and he was this kind of odd looking guy, but he wanted to be an opera singer, and so James Corden was in a movie about his life, and I'm assuming he had to do singing in that movie as well.
Yeah, he sang in that too. That's great.
Good. All right. Well, as I've said before, I'm sort of warming up to him. And the first note that I sounded on that was when he had Adele on Carpool Karaoke, which was fabulous.
Yeah,
so this is our video of the day. You want to check it out? Carpool Karaoke at DougStephan.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's the one thing every human hates the most? And get this, when it happens, it can both embarrass and anger us. Here's the science of it. It's not the usual list of hates like snakes, spiders, public speaking, but most people hate it when we're corrected in public. Teachers overcorrect in the classroom in the name of learning. Those of the corporate world go out of their way to correct underlings in public. Overcorrected children develop a resentment of authority figures. What's the cheap psychological trick? If you must correct someone, do it privately and aside. Never correct an individual in public. We resent it and we never forget it. Correct someone in public and it will backfire and the relationship will deteriorate. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
The recipe for Big Success contains 5 ingredients, so let's blend up a shake.
First, we'll throw in T-I-M-E, time. The other ingredients all require it. Don't waste any because you can't get more until tomorrow.
Second, we'll toss in money. How much do you need? It's a matter of individual taste.
Blend money in slowly. It multiplies if you don't go too fast. It can shrink if you go full tilt. And if you don't have enough money, you can substitute time and vice versa.
Third, we need both work and play. You may love your work, but your life will have more flavor if you play too.
Fourth, let's add some growth. More growth helps everything mix faster, so add it liberally.
Now blend it all together for big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Zoolander 2 isn't a really, really ridiculously good movie, but for fans it's good enough. But me!
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Popstar, Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.